Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And here on County District Court, James Allen Stemmen pleaded guilty to attempted interference with electronic communications and domestic violence second during a probable cause conference. The charges stem from an incident on March 22nd in Lake Township, where Stemmen admitted to an altercation with his wife, Deborah Ann Stemmen, during which he intentionally prevented her from communicating by telephone and took her phone. Stemmen has a prior domestic violence conviction from April 28, 2023. Judge Ferris accepted the guilty plea, dismissing the original charge of interfering with an electronic communications device. Sentencing is scheduled for Thursday, May 21st at 11:30 a.m. following a probation interview and recommendation. The no contest order with the victim has been lifted with the condition that no assaultive or threatening behavior occurs. Another Huron County District Court, Braden Tyler Vinson pleaded guilty and was sentenced for driving with a suspended license. The charge, driving while license suspended, revoked, or denied, stemmed from an incident on March 10th in Bad Axe. Vinson was stopped for no insurance and tinted windows, admitting he knew his license was invalid at the time. Judge Ferris accepted Vinson's guilty plea. He received a sentence of 2 days in Huron County Jail with no credit for time served and no probation. Vinson is ordered to report to the jail on Saturday, April 18th at 8 a.m. Additionally, Vinson must pay $315 in fines and costs due by July 31st, 2026. His driver's license suspension, extended by a prior conviction in January, now totals approximately 2 years. When we come back after this Bresky Siding message, sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
Oh, no!
Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I need your help right away.
What was that?
Please hold. My drone hit the window.
What have I told you about flying that thing in the house?
Here, Mom, it's for you.
Hello?
I hear you're in need of some help.
I'd say so. My son just put his drone through the front window.
We can replace your window for you.
While you're at it, can you look at the roof and the gutters? They're starting to show age.
No problem.
Call my dad.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad. 989-529-8167.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our news, Michigan lawmakers are weighing new legislation aimed at slowing the pace of utility rate increases across the state. At a committee hearing in Lansing, officials reviewed a proposal that would limit how often utility companies can raise rates, from once a year to once every 3 years. Supporters say the change would give residents more predictability as energy costs continue to climb. Some Michigan customers report sharp increases in their monthly bills in recent years, with lawmakers noting that more than $1 billion in electric rate hikes have been approved over the past 5 years. Under the current system, utility providers can file for rate adjustments annually, with final decisions made by the state public or the Michigan Public Service Commission. The proposed bill would stretch that timeline with the goal of improving transparency and easing the burden of households. Residents who spoke on the issue say they're not opposed to paying higher costs when necessary, but want more notice and consistency so they can plan ahead. Utility companies, however, are raising concerns. Consumers Energy says limiting rate cases could delay investments in infrastructure and potentially impact service reliability over time. The legislation remains in the early stages, with more discussions expected as lawmakers work towards a version that could advance in the state legislature. And that's been your local and regional news, which you can get from anywhere, as with your weather and obituaries, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.